Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad is engineering. Brad, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications, the center of free speech in the United States of America. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Greg Glesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Wow, atmospheric river. That's an interesting term.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Greg, I was talking about wheel bearings for a couple of years now, at least. And I said that I believe that the problem with the railroad, Norfolk Southern and East Palestine, Ohio, was a faulty wheel bearing. That's what I said. That was very, very early on. And here it is, made the news today. Railroad group issues urgent action advisory about loose rail car wheels. Now, the only way that a rail car wheel can be loose, as far as I can tell, is the bearing. That's it. That's the reason, because that is the moving surface that is suspended, rides on wheel bearings. And I mentioned that we've seen defective wheel bearings from China over and over and over, and we've replaced them at least six or seven times on one side of our 1999 Dodge Ram pickup, and at least one or two times on the other side, front wheel bearings, what I'm talking about. Class, this is a real serious problem, wheel bearings, and they come from China for the most part. And during this month, my son asked me right after the broadcasting to give him my opinion. He was adjusting wheel bearings. Now, this is kind of an old technology, so that's where Dad comes in, because I've been adjusting wheel bearings probably for 60 years, 6-0. And this was an older vehicle that had the standard inner and outer wheel bearings that you could replace and pack and with grease. And so it's art and it's science. I don't care what anybody says. It really is art plus science to get that right. And he wanted my opinion on the adjustment that he made. If the wheel bearings are too loose, the wheels will wobble and the bearings will wear out, and you could have a failure, a catastrophic failure, like you could get killed. And if they're too tight, they will run too hot, and they can seize up, and you can have a catastrophic failure. So you have to adjust them perfectly. You know, just a little bit of play. Yeah, and that takes experience. So, you know, he's been doing this for 20 years, but I guess he felt that maybe someone who had a little more experience would be a good second opinion. So I gave him my second opinion, and he had him right. And so the whole point of this is we are now at a point where we don't adjust wheel bearings because you can't on new vehicles. They come pre-lubricated and designed to fail when the grease either evaporates or becomes thick and hard and stops its lubricating, and the sealed wheel bearings fail. But, you know, I have two 1968 AMXs, and they have the original wheel bearings in them, and they work just fine. And so all you have to do is know how to pack them and grease them. And how often do you do that? Like every 20,000 miles. But they'll last the life of the vehicle, but not the new bearings. The new bearings will not last the life of the vehicle. But fortunately, you don't have to pack the wheel bearings. You just wait till they fail, and then you spend about $1,000 to have it fixed. Now, the wheel bearings that are on my 1968 AMX, if I bought an entire set for one wheel, inner, outer bearings and races, about $5. Complete.
Yeah, very grease. Terrifying thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. When is McDonnell Douglas, Lockheed Martin, and Boeing, when are they going to start using Chinese parts?
Well, yeah, it really won't affect me except for a couple factors. One is when the planes stop flying and drop out of the sky. That would be one thing, because if you think about these turbine jet engines that are spinning at maybe 100,000 RPM, and they are pressure lubricated with liquid lubricants to the bearings, and if the bearing fails at that speed, that engine, when it comes apart, will go right through the side of the plane. I mean, some of it can go through the side of the plane. The rest of it will go outward. It'll go completely outward, 360 degrees.
Or take the wing off the plane, for that matter.
Absolutely. That could saw the plane in half, depending on what fails. So it's a... Am I trying to be a fear monger? No. When I flew on airplanes, decades ago, I would want a seat that did not have the engine right outside the window, because I knew that those turbine vanes were flying at such high speeds, the centrifugal force would throw one of these small pieces of alloy right through the side of the plane. It's a projectile. I know this because when I was racing my 1968 AMX, I missed a shift at about 7,800 RPM. And when I did that, the weight on the balancing weight on the pressure plate of my clutch assembly came off. And that little bad boy flew right through the bell housing. And fortunately, it went down. But if it had gone up, it could have cut my leg. Seriously, it could have sheared the bone. 7,800 RPM, a weight maybe 0.75 ounce. That's heavier than a lot of weights that come out of the muzzle of a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah. Well, I always choose the cheapest seats, which are usually back in the very back by the tail of the plane, and I know from watching and looking at plane wrecks that the worst place to be is up there where the captains sit, and the best place to be is near the tail, because when they do come down, that plane, as it's slowing down into the ground on a crash landing, the rest of that plane acts like an accordion almost, as you would say. Most of the shock is taken by the front of the plane, and the safest place is near the tail.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely, yeah. Correct. And by the way, class, that's not something they teach you in school, is it? So I got an email, Greg, and it's from Arjun, USA Prepares Instructor in West Virginia. And I'll paraphrase what this email says. Dear Vince, hope you and your family and animals you care for are doing well. Wherever I go in West Virginia, everyone says the weather's crazy. I'd like to learn about chemtrails. When it's bright and sunny, I see so many planes in the sky leaving trails. Is that the same thing as a chemtrail? This winter, I didn't see much snow in West Virginia. I don't know why, but last winter, there was lots of snow on my deck that I had to shovel and remove. I'm unable to understand how the weather can change so much. Could you please explain chemtrails in detail on the radio? Why? What's the purpose behind this that the government would want? So I paraphrase that. Your friend, Arjun. And he is my friend. He's all of our friends. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And that's why he's a USA Prepares instructor. Every one of the instructors on USA Prepares has been carefully chosen. Every single one. By me. Because of their fine humanity qualities, their insistence on telling the truth, their persistence in ferreting out the truth and their dedication to the class. So, Greg, you are a storm chaser. It's something that, you know, it's a passion of yours. And I thought that the best person for Arjun to hear this from would be you.
Well, I definitely chase storms. I studied a lot of meteorology and understand how a storm works. And when the conditions are right, when you've got that warm air and that cold, moist air coming in from the coast, when you get some condensation going on, you get a lot of wind, you get a lot of, there's a lot that happens in a storm. But when the conditions are right, you get evaporation, which is, you know, part of my distillation process in my solar water still. And that distillation rises, and it comes into contact with things in the atmosphere, such as dust, begins to form a water vapor, gets thick enough up in the atmosphere where it condenses and turns into rain, or in this case, or ice crystals, I would say, at that level. And those ice crystals get big enough, they start to get heavy, and they start to come down. But in all the building up of a storm, and I'm sure each one of us has seen it happen in nature. We'll see some clouds build up, and pretty soon they start to get a little taller and bigger, and I call those a pulse storm. And pretty soon they rain, lightning, thunder, lots of wind, and then they dissipate. But what we see going on right now is, I haven't done too much study on HAARP, but I know that it can take the ionosphere and push it up and then let it slam back down. And that has an effect on the weather. When you start, you know, monkeying around with radio frequency waves and that, the condensation comes together pretty quickly. But, you know, as for what Arjun's talking about, out here in the West, and I'm sure it is where he is too, you'll see a plane fly over, and they'll call that a contrail. But that contrail kind of lasts, and it kind of looks a little strange. It's got little bumps in it. That's not water vapor, okay? And I'm going to explain to you why it's not water vapor. Because there is not that much water in diesel or jet fuel. You'll see, so I've been flying on planes and looked out the window and seen a plane next to me. Flying next to us at the same elevation. And even a couple. One has a trail coming out the back, the other doesn't. What do you think the difference is there? Well, you know, it sounds like we've got a break coming up, but we can talk just a little bit about that when we get back.
Yeah. Chemtrails versus contrails. Condensation versus chemicals. That's the difference. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg is talking about the hydrologic cycle. That's the water cycle. And it's a process that just keeps on going. There's no beginning and there's no end. It's continuous. And I'm talking about on the grand scale, using the sun. The sun heats up the water that's on the ground, the oceans, lakes, rivers, streams, little ponds, puddles, bird baths, all that. And it heats it up, and the water becomes gas. It rises up and up and up, and it gets heavier, heavier, heavier. And when it gets heavy enough, it falls down as rain, and then it's back down on the ground. That's the
cycle.
Yeah,
the molecules get together. Yeah, they get together, and they form a raindrop. Let's cut right to the chase here. Let's cut right to the chase. I'm going to give you a couple of words: hydrophilic and hydrophobic. Yeah, you know what the difference is between that, Vincent?
Yeah, go ahead. And just share with the class, please.
Okay. Hydrophobic would be something that we use on a lot of our furniture to protect the fabric, and it's called Scotchgard. And what happens when you spray this hydrophobic material on your couch? When water hits it, it beads up and rolls off. That's hydrophobic. Hydrophilic is the opposite. It attracts water. All you have to do is put in spray out of a jet. We'll call it aerosol injection. Hydrophilic material. And what's that going to do to those raindrops? Water vapor, it's going to bring it together and form raindrops pretty darn quickly. this is just weather modification we're talking about here, in you know, a sense that everybody can understand. When you think about other things that they're adding, such as chemicals and that, like aluminum and things like that, I don't know what that's doing. I think it has to do with other things they're trying to accomplish with HAARP. I know that HAARP can heat up an area. They can heat the ocean surface and create an atmospheric river if they want through quick evaporation of the sea. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Oh, yeah. HAARP has been around for a long time, decades. It actually was established in 1993. And HAARP is spelled a little differently from the way you might think. H-A-A-R-P. And it stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And it's at the University of Alaska. And in Alaska is where there's this large diesel-powered generator for electricity, and it powers this huge antenna array aimed at the ionosphere. And it's sending electromagnetic radiation toward the ionosphere to manipulate the weather and cause the clouds to move, make shifts in the atmosphere, and it is really dangerous, in my opinion, because we have a cycle that's natural, the hydrologic cycle, and it works just great. So deserts are where deserts are. Lush areas are where lush areas are. Back in the 1950s, 1960s, when I was growing up, you could read the Farmer's Almanac, and it would tell you what the weather was going to be, whether it was going to rain or whether it was going to be sunny, exactly what the weather was going to be, and it was darn accurate. And that Farmer's Almanac was written well over a year in advance. And you could buy it and figure out when to plant your seeds and gardening. And you knew what the temperatures were going to be. You knew what the humidity was going to be. It was all there. And it was pretty darn accurate. Well, since we've manipulated the weather, you can't tell. You can't tell because even if you could forecast the weather, somebody might hit the button and turn HAARP on or off and change everything. And so if you're wondering why the weather is so violent, these weather extremes of 40, 50 degrees in 24 hours, that's why. So what happens, in my opinion, is the military, in collusion with the government, in collusion with the elite, are manipulating the weather. They're spraying aluminum, barium, strontium in the atmosphere. You can see it overhead. And then within a day or so, or maybe even that afternoon, you will see the cloud cover just becomes like a blanket of fog.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Hours before Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw appeared before Congress yesterday, another of the rail operator's trains derailed in Alabama between Atlanta, Georgia, and Birmingham. Miles Shambly is the Director of Emergency Services for Calhoun County.
We received notification from 911 that there was a Norfolk Southern train derailment in the Iron City community. There's approximately 30 train cars that were involved in that. There was no injuries, no fire, no road blockages with it.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping was awarded a third five-year term as the nation's president today, putting him on track to stay in power for life at a time of severe economic challenges and rising tension with the United States and others. The endorsement of Xi's appointment by the ceremonial National People's Congress was a foregone conclusion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesh is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com is his website. RealWaterIndependence.com. And this is a website that will teach you how to make your own distillation machine. And you can scale it to very large, and from very small to very large. And you can distill your own water and make pure water. And distillation is the only process that I know of that actually is almost free. It is 100% natural. Now, how you heat the water can be with the sun, or you can use resistive heating system, or you can use a heat pump or fire. I mean, you can do a lot of ways. You can heat the water lots of ways. But the bottom line is the process is absolutely 100% natural. And that's what the sun does. And that's why we are here on this planet, because of the hydrologic cycle. So that's being interrupted. It's being interrupted by your military and your government and governments around the world, and they have decided that they are going to change who gets the rain, who gets the snow, who gets the sleet, who gets snowed in. And imagine we are having a conflict with someone who's a perceived enemy as a state. And we say, you know what? That's it. Let's snow them in. And we can do that. We can literally snow in our enemies, internal and external to the United States. We can snow them in. And California, just look at what's going on in California. Drought, drought, drought. All of a sudden, they have so much water, trees can't stand vertically, and they're falling over. It's kind of like Noah's flood, except, Yes.
What's one of the worst things you can have happen before the rainy season? Fires.
Well, a drought. A drought?
Yeah, a drought.
Fires,
to burn up the trees that hold the soil together. Mm-hmm. Now you overload it with water, and what's going to happen? Landslides. Massive landslides all over the place.
Greg, you're speaking about something
scenario.
You're speaking about something that I experienced, literally. So, class, I had an 18-month sentence in California. And in 1980, Bert called me, and he said, "Hey, Vin, what are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. You want to start a company?" I said, "Yeah." So I went from the East Coast to the West Coast, and Bert and I started a company manufacturing satellite communications equipment. For real. And the interesting thing about all that was I lived in a little hamlet called Los Gatos, and we had a rainstorm. And there was some flooding. And down the road in Santa Cruz, their house was built on the side of a hill, and they were sliding right off the hill. Mudslides. Exactly what you're talking about. I was there. I was there when it happened. And so Mrs. Finelli and I, we said, wait a minute, this is crazy. This is crazy. The crime is out of control. The costs are out of control. It takes forever to get from here to there because there's so many people bumper to bumper, side to side, five lanes wide. And then the mudslides, and then the 5.7 earthquake, and our dog Loki, an Alaskan Malamute, went crazy. We said, you know what? This is not a good thing. We need to go where the ground trembles less, where the weather extremes are back to normal. And that's what we did. So, yeah, I was there. I was there when that happened. And it's no fun when you are in a large earthquake and you're near the epicenter. We were maybe somewhere 5-10 miles from the epicenter of this earthquake. And you don't know where to go. You don't know if the ground is going to open up 10 feet in front of you, or whether your house is going to collapse on top of you, or whether it's going to open up right underneath you. You don't know. And the phone book, when they had phone books, would say, if you experience an earthquake, here's what you do. Now, how many of you have a phone? Well, when we used to have phone books, the front couple of pages would tell you what to do in case of an earthquake. Make sure your hot water heater is strapped to the building so that when it falls over, or so it won't fall over when there's an earthquake. How many of you have ever thought of that? Well, that's what the phone book would tell you to do. And the building code would tell you, strap your hot water heater to a wall. How many of you have ever thought about doing that? Makes no sense, right? Except if you live in earthquake territory. And then what happens is if you have a gas hot water heater and it falls over and you've got that flame still going, now you've got a great potential to burn your house down. Absolutely true.
Greg, speaking of earthquakes, I've been in a few. Guess where they were? California. I was in the Bay Area earthquake where they had that bridge in Oakland, the double-decker freeway, collapse and kill a bunch of people.
And you can see that bridge swaying, literally swaying. I mean, that's rougher than a ride in turbulent air in an airplane. That was really rough.
I ran out. out the house. I was in Antioch, California, and I ran out the backyard because I didn't want to be in the house. It was shaking so bad. And I ran out in the backyard, and my wife was running around trying to unplug things. And I'm like, that's not what you do. Just get out of there. You know, just if you have to do anything, it's called, turn off the gas. But you could literally see the telephone swinging back and forth, and it looked like waves, literally waves. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah,
Greg, there was
an experience.
Yesterday, there was another Norfolk Southern train derailment, and this time it was in Calhoun County, Alabama. And 37 cars, reportedly, were involved. And according to this spokesperson for Norfolk Southern, now I don't understand why this spokesperson for Norfolk Southern, why this isn't a Norfolk Southern maybe employee. It doesn't say whether this person is an employee or just a mouthpiece for the railroad corporation. But this person, whose name is Connor Spielmaker, what a great name for a spokesperson, Connor Spiel, S-P-I-E-L, Maker, Spielmaker. No kidding, that's this person's name. Now, I don't know if... sounds like, you know, Connor Yarnmaker or Connor Tailmaker or Connor Liemaker. I mean, I don't know. By the way, these are my opinions. So if Norfolk Southern, you want to sue me, go ahead and we'll just keep talking about it on the air. But so the person, Connor Spielmaker, said that two of the cars are considered residue cars because they previously contained hazardous materials, but they're not compromised. And they also said they did not breach, and there is no hazardous material leak. And then there is no risk at all to the public, Spielmaker told reporters during a news conference. Now, I want you to think about this, class. This spokesperson for Norfolk Southern said listen to these words very carefully. There is no risk at all to the public. Could that possibly be true? Is there a risk of fire? Is there a risk of delayed receiving of a shipment? Is there a risk of the lubrication of the bearings and systems and fuel and all the rest of it leaking out? Is that no risk?
You know what that reminds me of? Chuck Schumer saying five police officers died. Okay. When they were talking about Capitol, the January 6th, you know, which was a complete lie. Yeah, sure. Five police officers died. That's the truth. Somewhere on this earth.
So what I'm saying is, You can't believe anything. So
let's say
for example, one of the cars or a couple of cars were loaded with sheetrock. Well, in some days past, sheetrock came from China, and it was toxic waste sandwiched between two sheets of cardboard, and they called it Chinese drywall. And it was toxic. So would that have been considered no threat to anybody? I don't know about that. I think that was a tremendous threat. As a matter of fact, imagine having your house built and then years later finding out that the sheetrock is causing cancer in your house. So what do they do with the sheetrock? In order to save the house, they have to take all the walls and ceilings out.
You know what?
And then where do they put it?
Lung cancer?
I mean, where do they put that sheetrock?
Yeah,
in a
exactly.
Dump. So this is, I don't believe anything. I mean, I really don't believe anything. So I'm not convinced that there was no threat to the public. I think there was a threat to the public. And I don't know what it was, but I believe there was a threat to the public.
I do too, Vincent, but you know, one of the greatest causes of lung cancer were countertops. And why was that? Because some of these countertops that they were making out of this granite was radioactive. And people were breathing in, I don't know, it just crazy things like that.
Are you, okay, so when you're talking about radioactive countertops, you know, there's certain colors that could be radioactive. They used to make Fiesta ware. They used to make carnival glass. And certain colors had radioactive elements in it to make it those very strange colors. Carnival glass, I'm talking about like in the 1930s, 40s, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 20s. And Fiesta ware was another product that was made with melamine, which was another toxic substance. And they used colors, and I'm not sure if orange was one of those colors or this lime green, but same kind of thing, toxic. So, class, I don't know. I don't know what is on these trains. Nobody tells me in the train cars. But I do know this, that the railroad ties, those creosote railroad ties are toxic. And some people are brave enough to take railroad ties and make raised bed gardens with them.
Or make a house.
They know that those used railroad ties lasted years and years and years, and they're really hard wood. And if you want to saw one, it's almost impossible. It's like cutting iron. And they're so hard, and they're impregnated with creosote and tar and oil and other substances that have dripped from the trains leaking on the railroad ties. So then people make their gardens out of them. They think that's really good because it'll last for a while. Not me. I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't consider making a raised bed garden out of pressure-treated wood because it's either copper or arsenic.
On a highway just about a mile, about 5 miles away from me, I've seen two derailments in the past 10 years.
It's out of control. And why? I think it could be a bunch of things. It could be sabotage, or it could be the accountants, or it could be the shareholders, or the stupid management.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I'd just like you to hear this. If you don't think there's some censoring going on, let me just share with you some firsthand experience. So when I was broadcasting many, many times, USA Prepares right here from the farmhouse, I'd get disconnected. If I talked about certain topics that seemed to be over the target, I would lose the connection. And I could see that on my screen. I have three screens in front of me. One is the connection and shows the frames, the dropouts, the delay, and all that. And there's a bar graph that goes across the screen every second. It's a continuous bar graph. And it's blue. And when it turns to red, I know I've lost connection. And that would happen. And I spent hours and hours and hours, maybe 6 to 8 hours one day, on the phone with CenturyTel. Or actually CenturyLink. It was first CenturyTel, then CenturyLink, and then Brightspeed. Well, same company for 17 years, except they've morphed to their third iteration. And now it's Brightspeed. Well, in the middle iteration, CenturyLink, I got disconnected and I could not connect to anything except CenturyLink, which tells me that my equipment's working fine, the router's working fine. What was not working is a problem at CenturyLink. So there's this one guy who just would not let this go. It bothered him so much, and he was in Central America, and he was a tech support guy. And he figured out what the problem was. And he said, oh my, this is a walled garden. Walled, W-A-L-L-E-D. Garden. And what that means in internet speak is that I was locked into a digital prison. I could not get out. I could get to the internet provider and I couldn't go anywhere else. Like if I wanted to go to some news site, I couldn't go there. I could only go to CenturyLink's website. And he unlocked it and everything worked fine. Now, the current iteration is, well, if the internet's locked down, I'll just use my landline, and I will just dial into GCN, and I'll broadcast over the phone. Landline is up 99.9997% of the time. Well, I got a request to call one of our students, and I've been trying to call him for days and days and days. So, I just want you to hear what happens when I try to make a phone call. Okay, this is to Pennsylvania.
Completed at this time. Please hang up and try your call again later.
So I can't make phone calls. I can make some, but I can't make all. And here's the interesting thing about this. Technical support said, you know what? This is kind of like a programmed matrix thing where you can't make certain phone calls because the parameters within the matrix of what our account will let me do and what it won't let me do are such that I can't make some phone calls. So this is kind of a fun way to tease someone, to let the phone work sometime, but not all the time.
Can I give an update?
Please do.
Okay, my website, I didn't know, had been down. People have not been able to use the links to the books. People are not able to download the PDF file to build a greenhouse, the free greenhouse design. And the update is my son's a tech, and he can hack anything. He went in there and he fixed it all, so everything is back up and running again. So if you had problems, go back and try it again, because it's working now.
Yeah, and make sure that if you have a website, that you back it up. That's what I do. I back the website up. And you can learn how to do it. If you have a company supporting you, they'll walk you through the tech support of how to back up your website. But make sure you keep doing that. And so when I used to teach computer science classes, I would say, so when is the time to back up? Well, that is just before you say, boy, I'd hate to have lost this. Okay? That's when you should back up. Before you say, boy, I'd hate to lose this. Because you might lose it right then and there. Okay?
Greg,
everything is broken. It really is. And I don't know how much longer, you know, with these proposed bills that could become law to make it illegal for us to say something because someone else says, no, that's not true. Like if they said, no, COVID is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. That's what they said. I said it was real. And it was real. It is real. But even worse than that is the...
COVID? It's a coronavirus.
Yeah. But it killed members of my family. It killed our neighbors. The jab killed them too. So is it? What I'm saying is, if you say something against the government narrative, you can be arrested, fined, imprisoned, and the rest of it. So that's where we're headed.
That's where we're headed. And wait until you watch the piece by Tucker Carlson that I sent you. Just wait. You're going to...
Why don't you tell the class, what is? How can they find it?
I sent you a link on BitChute. If you go to Don't Tread on BitChute, you'll see the Don't Tread on Me website, and the link is on there.
Okay, class. Don't Tread on Me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you need to put in Don't Tread. Otherwise, if you put in the full sentence, it won't come up.
Don't tread. And gosh, there's so much to learn, and we're encircled by threats of every conceivable kind. Greg, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.